What is going on, everybody? Phil Swanson back again with another episode of the Go Lead Everything podcast. We are the podcast bringing you faith, love, truth, and courage to combat against this world promoting fear, hate, anti-truth, and conformity. Today on the show, I got another real truth for you. But first, if you haven't yet, head to the Phil Swanson channel on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. Had a really good month. This past month, really been focused on growing the YouTube channel. Also, you can go to the audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Pocket Casts, iHeartRadio. Give us a follow, subscribe, leave a rating. That always helps and moves us up in the search results and gets us more organically. So that's really helpful. And also, if you hadn't noticed, we got some GLE gear. So if you want to go to goleadeverything.com/gear and grab some gear, that's available too. On today's show, real truth for you about learning. Reason I thought of doing this episode, I've had a little bit of traction on the podcast over the last month as it's grown just slightly, you know, compared to the last several years. And it's really exciting to see, you know, over 100 new subscribers in a month. Let's see. How many hours of view time? I was thinking about this morning. You know, it's easy to compare, you know, you get caught in this comparison game, right? But 132 new subscribers last month, so that's for March 2024, 19,800 views, pretty cool, 236,000 minutes watched. Pretty crazy. I'm humbled by that, and it may not sound like a lot because you see all these people that have thousands and thousands of subscribers and people watching their show. And I've heard this perspective that, you know, how many people would you do it for, right? How many people are you willing to work for, to help? Would you do it if it just helped one person? Would you do it if it just helped 2, 10, 100? You know, it's pretty cool to think that I've had, you know, several dozen people that have consistently showed up week after week to tune in to GLE for multiple years, right? I mean, you think about like a college professor teaching a class of students, you know, they're paying them too, right? They're paying that professor to go to their class, get their education, get a diploma because they're going to get a degree out of it. And you've got like a, you know, podcasters in many instances have kind of this volunteer army that they're building of people that support them because they want to, because they want to learn, because they're getting value out of it. And, you know, how many people are worth it, right? Is it 10? Is it 100? Is it 10,000? Are you just doing it to make money? I know I'm not, but it's interesting to hear that kind of feedback from people who are trying to grow a show. You know, they're worried about follower counts, and they should be, right? It should be treated like a business. And I've learned a lot of lessons on how to start and not to start podcasts, right? The hard way. And, you know, it's been really cool to see the show grow. But as I continue to grow, I start to get more and more comments, more and more feedback from people. And one of the comments I got recently was related to an episode I did on taxes. And I guess the title in YouTube was kind of clickbaity. It was how to completely eliminate taxes. And, you know, people viewing that episode were probably expecting a how-to guide of step-by-step. Here's a deduction you can take. Here's a specific tax rule, the Augusta rule, for example, that you can follow. Any CPA who's worth anything knows that stuff, right? So, you know, what was that episode about and why did it land where it did? Well, one of the big purposes of Go Lead Everything is to get you to think for yourself, right? Think for yourself. And why is this important? Well, one thing I learned the hard way, because I used to think this way too. I used to think, man, it'd be so great if someone could just show me how to do it. Tell me how to do it. Somebody give me the answer, right? And there's people out there that have a lot of answers, but you need to have the discernment to be able to wade through information. There's so much information to take in these days. How do you know what's true? How do you know what's right? How do you know what's good? It's hard to. And at some point, the real learning is going to come from you doing the thing, right? You just diving in and taking action. I know from my experience, for example, when I started my job, I didn't know anything about a 401k. I remember when I was, or health benefits or stuff like that. You know, I remember when some younger people, younger than I am, that I'm close with, were starting their job. You know, they were asking me about, you know, which health plan should I sign up for? Should it be an HSA or an FSA or, you know, a PPO, or, you know, what's this and what's that and what's a 401k and how much should I put in there and all this stuff. You know, everybody you talk to is going to have a different opinion on that, right? So who do you listen to? How do you know where to go? How do you know what's right? I mean, you know, you could go down the list and be like, oh, put in the 401k match. Or then you go to the next guy and they're like, oh, you should max out your 401k every year. And then you go to the next guy and you're like, oh, you should do a Roth IRA and, you know, minimize your 401k, or you should do both and max out both, or you should do crypto only and I don't even touch stocks, or you should do just stocks and crypto's dangerous, or you should do life insurance or this or that, or here's this tax rule or here's that tax rule, or don't do this or you'll get audited, or this or that. You know, there's just like a thousand different things. So what is going to help you the most? Well, I think what helps you the most is to get your head around the right premise. It's been a while since I talked about this. I think years ago, I talked about the power of the premise on the Go Lead Everything podcast. Oftentimes, we get caught thinking about a topic, either from the news, family, however this topic comes to us. We get stuck thinking in an established premise, right? They create a framework where the entire conversation to be had is in a wrong framework, right? So let's go back to this recent episode on taxes. I didn't give you a bunch of specific tax advice on how to eliminate your tax burden or reduce your tax burden, or, you know, specific advice on strategies to reduce your taxable income, or, you know, I'm not a tax advisor. I could do that. I mean, I do things and focus heavily on that. You should too. That was part of the point. But the real point of that episode was the entire premise around taxes is wrong. If you know anything about the history of how the income tax started, you know that federal income tax is completely unconstitutional and it's straight up theft. Straight up theft. The entire monetary system is designed to steal your wealth. It's just the real truth. You want it? There it is. The entire monetary system that we have been living in has been designed to steal your wealth through inflation, through taxation without representation, right? How many of you feel represented by the current taxes that are employed upon you? And the dollar's going overseas, and the dollar's going to who knows what type of evil money laundering globally, right? I don't feel represented. You probably don't either. And the big point of that episode was, if you want to completely eliminate taxes, you got to get down to the root of what is this tax system that we're even in, and how do we change it? How do we stand together as we the people and prevent this from happening to us? And really, it starts with individual responsibility, taking back responsibility. There's ways in the system that's been created in this established context, this premise, that we can reduce our tax burden legally in this legal system we live in. There's also ways that we can peacefully take action in our communities and stand up and say no to things by the way we vote and by the way we respond to people that are doing this to us. So, you know, I don't exactly know the answer to all these things, and I'm not saying that I do, but what I am saying is you have to make sure you're always questioning that premise. And if you want specific tax tips, strategies, opinions, I'm not a tax advisor, but I have opinions based on my experience. And if you want those, DM me. I'm happy to talk to you. I'll share with you what I know. I don't know much yet, but I'm always learning. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do, is dig in, learn about life insurance and the benefits of tax-free money to the next generation. Learn about trust law and admiralty law and the law of the land, the air, and the water. Learn about contract law. Learn about corporate structures. Learn about the ways that the wealthy have kept their wealth and maintained their wealth. Learn about the history of the financial system. And take that personal responsibility on yourself to make sure you're operating in the right premise. And I think so many people they just feel out of control. They feel like little old them. How could I possibly change it? This came up with food recently. Oh, all our food's poison. What can I possibly do to change it? Well, stop buying poison. That's what you can do. Right? All these people are stealing all their wealth. Well, let's get better at their own game than they are. How about that? Right? And, you know, we can share tips and tricks along the way to maybe help you on that journey, which we do. But there's a level of individual question everything, study, research, personal responsibility that has to come. And it's a willingness to do the work. And it's a realization that no one else is going to just do it for you. I think there's been an attitude of, oh, sit back, you know, the silent majority, things will just, you know, work out. Well, yeah, things always work out, but you have a personal responsibility to exert control on your surroundings, on your circumstances. And real leaders aren't afraid to do that. They're not afraid to stand up and exert control on what they can control. And, you know, I think people are scared to do that. They don't want the responsibility. They have given that responsibility over to people that don't have their best interest in mind. And until they wake up and stop doing that and start being willing to do what it takes to sacrifice, to serve, and to change the world around them in their immediate sphere, in their immediate family, in their immediate community, then the world's not going to change. So you want to start changing it? It starts with you. And if you do it and two other people see you, then now there's three people doing it. And if two other people see all of them, then there's, you get where I'm going? That compounds really quickly, right? So Phil, why start a podcast? Why do any of this? Well, same reason, right? 4 years with like no subscribers. And over the last month, you know, we got 130. So hang on. Stay the course. Keep doing the work. Be willing to do what it takes. Study to show thyself approved, to quote the Bible, right? Study to show thyself approved. And as you go, lead everything.